Hey Sivan, Erev Chag Shavuos, Tuesday the 7th of June, Rabbi Chaim Halpin Shlita, Kabbalah Satora.
Good morning. I look in Erev Yom Tov. Today is the Nas of Nishma. And Hey Sivan is the day the Klal Yisrael said Nas of Nishma. Nas Koidim Nishma. Very, very special day to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaMekaveh. Yom HaMekaveh means the day where the Chinuch says Yidden were waiting, were yearning 49 days to reach this day of Kabbalah Satora. Before I speak about the Yom Tov, I'd like to a few minutes spend on a Dvar Halacha. Because Torah, Kehem Chayeinu Vayechemeinu, Torah is the Iker to be lasik with Divrei Seila. I want to just tell you a practical word, which is halucha, which will be negeya tomorrow morning, and this is the Indian of Birchas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to say the Raisa, according to most opinions, the Raisa to say Birchas HaTorah. There's two brachas of Shomer HaTorah, Birchas HaMozein and Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaMozein is a shus, except for Shabbos Yom Tov. Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah to say the Raisa every morning, to say the bracha Lasik de Beseira, Asher Bo Chavonim and Kol Amin. The MS is that the Shaila can happen that a Shavuos, for those who stay up at night, in the morning, and Sos Makrishma tomorrow morning is 8:15. Because the second Shita is 8:51. Now I'm sure everyone will get up well before that, but it's possible that somebody will get up at 8:12, 8:10. Can happen. And he's got 3 minutes left to say Krishma, and Krishma takes 2 minutes. So he's just arrived, he'll say Birchas HaTorah first, of course after Nitilas Yadayim, he'll wash his hands, he'll say Birchas HaTorah, but then immediately he'll say Kriya Shema, and he'll finish Ani Hashem Elokeichem, should say before 8:15. But what happens if Chas V'Sholom he gets up a mamish a minute before? He just got enough time to say Kriya Shema. Can you say Kriya Shema without Birchas HaTorah or not? There's an Issa to learn Torah without Birchas HaTorah. It's an Issa. So that's the Shaila. Are you allowed to say Birchas HaTorah without Krishma? That's what I'd like to say in the Halacha, and also at the same time, a Chiddush to answer a Stira. Is one Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by saying Krishma? When everyone says in the morning, in the evening, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are you Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or not? Is a Stira, the Chayra Stira, and I'd like to answer the Stira. The Gemara says in Menuchas of Tzadik Tes, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. If a person says Krishma in the morning, in the evening, he's Mekayim, the Indian of Loi, Yomish, Torah Hazeh Mipicha. You're Mekayim, B'diyeved, the mitzvah of learning something by day and something by night. But also, L'Omar Rabbi Shimon Am Horetz. You should never tell an Am Horetz, because then we'll have no one here start the day the Torah way. Because everyone's saying, I've said Krishma already, finished. I can't say this when I'm Oretz. But, Hashem, we're not Amoratzim, everyone comes to learn, everyone wants to learn, and we'll soon see the importance of that. But Lemaisa, it's Yom Kayim, the Lo Yom Mishi. So L'Choyre, if Yom Kayim, mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you should say Birchas HaTorah beforehand. It would be an Issa to say Krishma without Birchas HaTorah. Then there's the Gemara Nadorim. The Gemara says Nadorim, Omar Vigil Omar Rav. If somebody makes a shvur, he's going to learn a certain perek, then it's a very good idea. You should make a shvur, Shunema, Nishbati, Vakayemo, Nishba, Mishpatei Tzidkech. It's like the Gemara, Mishba, Vaoymed, Mahasinai. How's the shvur chal? You're mechiv to learn Torah anyway. And for the Gemara, you're yoytze with Krishma. Same idea. So maybe you haven't got El Chiyav Mahasinai to learn Dafka, this Perik or that Perik. So therefore, you're allowed to make the Shavua. There's a whole discussion there in the Rana, Arichas, Ulamaisa. Lefi, what we see from the Gemara, these two Gemaras, Menachos Tzadik Tes and Nedarim Tafches, is mashma that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And if it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have to say Bechas HaTorah beforehand. So if somebody happens, Chas V'Sholem, Be'oynes, he waits up just a few minutes, and he hasn't got time, B'choyre, he'll miss his man Kriya Shema. It's an issa to say Kriya Shema before Bechas HaTorah. L'chayra, that will come out, because you're not allowed to say Torah without Kriya Shema. So you can kaya shayla, maybe he should say Kriya Shema, and be mechavon, the kaya mitzvah Kriya Shema, and to have a hepech kavona not to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Well, it's a shayla. Can you learn Torah and have a kavona not to be mekayim the mitzvah? Could be. It could be, because ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas, there's a discussion, maybe the Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah is actually doing mitzvahs chavilas. The chayra is a raya that one is not mekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah by Kriya Shema. And this is the chayra stira. It's a Gemara in Brochas, and it's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Brochas Simen Mem Zayin. Birchas Ahavas Olam, or Ahava Rabba, whichever, Peteres Birchas HaTorah. If somebody, B'Shoigig, forgot to say Birchas HaTorah, and he says Ahavas Olam, Ahava Rabba, he doesn't have to say Birchas HaTorah afterwards. Im, Lomad, Miyad, B'li Hefzik. If straight away after davening, he takes out the Mishnah, Gemara, and he learns. Only then. Why is Kriya Shema not good enough? If Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then why do you have to learn after davening? If Ahava Soilom or Ahava Rabba is considered Birchas HaTorah, and immediately you say Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema is considered Limud HaTorah according to the Gemara Nedarim and the Gemara Menachos, so why are you only Yotze if you've learned after davening? The Stipler asks this question. The Stipler goes in a discussion in Masechtas Brochas, and I'd like to suggest an answer to this question, which is basically a principle in the whole Indian of Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, says there's two mitzvahs in Limud HaTorah. There's one chiyuv of a person to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a poshut. A person is a chiyuv to learn Zroim, Moyed, Noshim, Zikin, Kotshim, Taharis, as much as you can. There's a chiyuv to dwell in the amkus of Torah, to understand. It's not just good enough to learn, to understand what you're learning. And the person's, one of the shaylis above will be asked is Pilpalto B'chochmo. The person has to understand as much as it's Ad Shiyodai Masegas. You have to dwell and learn B'kamus, B'eiches, quantity and quality. There's a chiyuv of learning Torah. That's a chiyuv on every person. There is another chiyuv, which is, even if a person knows Kol HaTorah Kula, Imtum Tzaleima, there is a chiyuv every day to learn. V'yisa bo yoyma bo laylo. And even if a person would repeat and learn the same thing every day, is yetzer the chiyuv. It's a separate chiyuv. There is one chiyuv, v'shinantam levenecho v'lemadetem esbeneichem, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, to learn and to know as much knowledge as possible, as much as you can, and as deep as you can. There's another chiyuv, second chiyuv, which is that every day a person has to learn. And it doesn't matter, holiday, not holiday, wherever you are, something has to be learned every day. That's a separate chiyuv. When the Gemara in Menachos was referring to the inyan, if you say Krishna, you haven't been over lo yamish mipicho. That's the pasuk which says in Yeshua, which says Yigisu Boyem of Elayla. That was referring to, and the same thing Gemara in Dorm Daf Ches, that was referring to the second chiyuv. If a person says Kriya Shema, his day has at least had something. You can't say that his Torah was Yomish. He said he learned Torah something. But to be Mekai in the midst of Limud HaTorah, Lasoik B'Divrei Torah, Kriya Shema is not good enough for that. So made this fan for the Stira. You're not Mekai in the mitzvah of Asik B'Talmud Torah when you say Kriya Shema. Everything else, yeah. When you learn anything else, Pasuk Mechumash, a Mishnah, you're Mekai. But here, because there's a Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, I cannot use the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema to be Mekai in my mitzvah of lasoik b'divrei Torah, because there's a mitzvah of esik b'talmud Torah, and there's a mitzvah of kriyas shma, and you cannot mix these two mitzvahs. Ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Therefore, when we say the bracha shekitshuli b'mitzvois alitzvun lasoik b'divrei Torah, it can't be kriyas shma. Kriyas shma is not called the tzivu lasoik b'divrei Torah. Yes. Yivrechecho? Yes. Any pasuk you say yes. But Krishma not, because you have a chiyuv to learn Krishma out of the mitzvah of learning Krishma. But the Gemara Nedarim tells us that this mitzvah of learning Krishma, sof kol sof, is saying a pasuk in the Torah. And therefore, if you said this pasuk in the Torah, the second chiyuv of lo yomishi, that you have in Mekai. So, meila lefize, if a person says Krishma, and without Bechas HaTorah, he hasn't done an Issa. Because the Krishma itself is not Mechayev a Bechas Lasi B'divrei Torah, because Lasi B'divrei Torah does not refer to the Chiyev of Krishma. You cannot be Yotze the Lasi B'divrei Torah of Krishma. Azei Paschal Shagasariah, Enoch, and Azei Alocha. If it happens, that if a person has to show them woke up before, just before 8:15, I'm stressing the time because I know quite well what I mean. 8:15 or 8:51 is the Sofsma Krishma. So because it can unfortunately happen that especially Shavuos or Shabbos, that one misses Swan Krishma, and you have to realize that to lay Krishma after the Sofsma Krishma is the same as eating matzahs and chanukah or blowing sheif on Purim or Arba Minim on Shavuos Betamas. It's the same thing. Imagine a person walking Shavuos Betamas at Arba Minim. It's not the time. What are you talking about? It's not the time. Exactly the same. Just learn Krishna a minute after Sosma Krishna is the wrong time. You'd be Mavatl and Mitzvah Sasei Deraisif. I'm ready to say. And what I suggest is people don't realize how chum it is. I always wonder Sunday morning when you see some people walking in at certain times, I don't do Chasrumi Makachev and even, and looking at the, what the eyes look like, whether they've said Krishna. Possibly they said it before they went to sleep. I'm done with Kashrumi. Very important to. Now, I'd like to show you something which is special about Kovet Shavuos. Shvet in Balatulim. This Balatulim is in the beginning of Bereshis and as well the beginning of Kabbalah Satayra. Vaidaba Elikim Eskola Azurim Eile Leimoy. These are the words, the introduction to the Kriya of Amoich Hashem Elekechon. By the way, I'd like to tell you something very interesting. I heard from somebody who's very mekurov to Rabbi Yashav, that Rabbi Yashav had a minig. He used to go years ago when he had kayach, he used to have a minig erev Shavuos, he used to go and visit Chayim, Bikur Chayim, especially then. He used to go other times, but especially. So he went once to visit somebody, and so the one who went with him asked him, this one who told me the Maaseh, asked him, why, what's the pink erev Shavuos? So he says, because Shteit has erev Shavuos, Shteit in Yom Tov Shavuos, kol ha-chayim nisrapu. So Shavuos is a special time to be mispalel for Chayla. So he went in to visit the Chayla, and the Chayla asked the Rebbe, when is the best time at Shavuos to be mispalel? All day, stomach. So he said to him, B'shas, they lay in Aseres HaDibris. You listen carefully to the Aseres HaDibris, because that's the time when you should be mispalel in your mind to ask for the refuah. I haven't seen it written anywhere. I heard it first hand from somebody who heard it from Rabbi Yashav. That says Adibus, we get to read tomorrow. I double it him, it's called Avraham Eilalem, a Zukta Balaturim, that in this pasuk there is 28 letters. Kof Ches. There is 28 letters in Bereshis Bor Elikim as a Shemayim with Suretz. There is 28 letters in Yehei Shemei Rabbah Mavorach Le'olam Le'omer Mayu. It's actually brought down, the Torah brings it, but he brings it B'Shem Oviv HaRosh, the Rosh says. And the Indian of Omer Yeshmer Rabbah B'chol Koyach, as you know, you say B'chol Koyach, once you say Omer Yeshmer Rabbah with meaning, is, we know it's Koyin Loi Gzar Dinoi. The Indian of Koyach breaks the Gzar Din. So the Torah, Bereishis Bo Elokim Es HaShemayim B'chzor, it starts with 28 letters. By Dabel Kibbes Kalavur Meir Leimoy, 28 letters, because the Koyach of Limit Atayre, of Kiyim Atayre, is got this Koyach of breaking of Zadim. This is what the Baratim says. And he adds on another point. In Keheles, Shlomo HaMelech brings 14 itim l'toivo and 14 itim l'ro. There are 14 times which are good. There's Eis L'Ledes, there's Eis L'Irchoy, Eis L'Smoyach, and there's 14 times, unfortunately, which are not so good. There's an itim l'ro. 14 and 14 together is 28. Zuch de Balaturim, Shem Arosh. A person can change the itim l'ro to the itim l'teiva. You can change by Torah Akdeisha, Limud HaTorah, and Dveikus BaTorah has a koyach, Klal Yisrael can change the itim l'ro to the itim l'teiva. And the Bnei Yisoscha adds to that, as when a person comes to Yenevelt, and he's asked, Kovato itim l'teiva. This is a very interesting pshat. Kovat itim l'teira, of course, means, have you got a fixed time to learn? Whenever it is. But there's a deeper, another meaning to it. A person comes up and complains, Rabbeinu Shalom, it was very hard for me to manage in this world. He had this problem, he had that problem, he died against it. So they said to him, you know, there was an opportunity you could have with the koyach ha-teira changed, that the itim should become good, that the 14 itim should become 14 itim l'toivah, you'd have 28 itim l'toivah with the koyach ha-teirah. Kovato itim l'toivah, Zot b'nei Soscha, have you taken these itim, these 14 bad itim, and through Torah you could have made a kvius of 28, of koyach ha-teirah. V'ato yigdano koyach Hashem kashet batalim. But this is the inyan of limud ha-teirah. These in the Svarim and Sefer Be'er Moshe brings that if you work out the difference, the gematria between brucha and klola, let's work it out. Kuf lamed lamed hey, together is 165. Brucha is 227. 227 minus 165 is 62. 62 is twice tail. Keili, Keili, Lomaz of Tony. Twice Kale. It's Gematria 62. Before we take out the Torah on Monday and Thursdays, B'yomim she'oimim tachnim, which are the itim which are not the itim of Simcha, because when we don't say tachnim, we say Simcha. But the itim which are not. We say Kale, Erech Apayim, and then we finish Kerei, Rechmecho, Kale. Twice Kale. Twice Kale is the difference between Klola and Brucha, Keili Keili. What is this inyan of twice Keil? There's a Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach, which connects us to Kabbalah Sotera and to the Yontif, which Mishim will be Zeicha to be Mekayim tomorrow. When at the end of the whole Esav and Yaakov, Vidon Semaise, there's a posse as follows. Vayova Yaakov Shalev Yishchem. And then it says, "Vayatzav shom izbeach, vayikro loy keil elikei Yisrael." So Rashi says, "Vayikro loy." Who called whom? Pashas Yankov called the Rebbeinu Shloim keil. There's another pshat of Rashi that the Rebbeinu Shloim called Yankov keil. So we have two keils. We have the keil one pshat that Yankov called Rebbeinu Shem Kael, and we know that Rebbeinu Shem's name is Kael. But we have another pshat, and Rebbeinu Shem called Yankov Kael. Now this is a very difficult thing to understand. One, the principle of Munna that every Yid is Mamun, the Nafil Nachem to believe, is Ein Oid Mavadoi. There's only one Kael. What's this inyan that Rebbeinu Shem called Yankov Avinu Kael? And we also have Shir Shel Yoyim today, Hayem Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. And the pasuk says, "Ani omati elikim atem uvnei elyon kilchem." The Rebbeinu Shlom gave a koyach to Am Yisrael, which is called Kael. I'll explain this inyan. Of course, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Kael, Kael Hashem, and we have been given power of Kael. Rebbeinu Shlom called Yankov Kael. And by Kabbalah Sotera, Ani Amati, Elikim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kilchem. What is this koyach? There is the inyan of Tefillah. when a person stands for the Rebbeinu Shlomo and he davens, this is Kehl. He stands for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he said, Kehl, 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 Elio. Rebbeinu Shlomo, he's the only one. Loi levadai roi lispal ve'ein lispal zelos. There's no koyach. Nishka malach, nishka tzadik, nishka chayt. It's nothing. Nothing. Only one Rebbeinu Shlomo. Remember, tzadik can daven to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Maybe there's a certain people who've got closer context to their zchusim. But there's a munna, one of the ikre munna is ani amam emin shleimer. Shloi levadai roi lispal ve'ein lispal zelos. Ata kodesh, b'shimcha kodesh, yikdoishim, b'chol yoim, yaluch zav, all the kodeshim, any kodesh in the world, is to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That is the first kale, of course, that's the Emunah. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo, by Kabbalah Satira, gave Klal Yisrael a koyach. He gave us a privilege. As the koyach HaTorah, which a person has, that koyach HaTorah can create a shinu in the Bria. We all know, it's a Metzius. Tamid HaChachomim Hadveikim Batayra, through Limud HaTorah, through Kiyum HaTorah, have a koyach of a Sigze Oime Beyokem Loch, Tzadi Goyze, Bekodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. You just go outside of Chaim Fenevsky's house, and give me a digma, one Godel HaTorah, who's Kol HaTorah, Kol HaTorah. You stand outside, you listen to the stories which people say there, and he's just Eden who stumbled, Eden who've gone through a lot, and they say, Gewaldige Sachen. A word of a tzaddik is not koyach, he's not a god, chas v'shulim. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave the chachmei haTorah, as there the koyach, v'sig ze oime v'yokam lach. And this nishtafke the grace. A yid has, with the schus haTorah, gets Gewaldige schusim, that he can do, he can change things. So we have the Koyach HaTfilah where we speak to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who's the Kehil, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us, by Kabbalah HaTorah, a certain Koyach, which is also Kehil. You have the power in your hands through the Koyach HaTorah. So this is the two Pshotim Rashi. Vayikra Loi, Yankov called the Rebbeinu Shlomo Kehil, that was the Koyach HaTfilah, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Yankov, Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim, you also have a koyach. Through your Torah, you can change things. And that is the koyach, which the Rosh, the Baratunim B'Shem HaRosh, his father refers to. Bereshis, Vadaba Lekim, this is the koyach HaTorah, which can be mehapach the Yudalad Itim, the Rosh should become Yudalad Itim, the Torah, verse 14 and 14 together, becomes the Yad and Yad, the two Yodos. Yad Yad is like the Lashon Yidid. Yad Yad becomes 28. This is the Koyach HaTorah. So Kim Tayonta for Shuas. And this is the Inyan Cholam Roy Mesakhoyga Shekolam Nisra. You know the power of this Yontif is Moedik Moedik. David HaMelech's Yotzeit is Shuas. That's why we're naming Gilas Shuas. The Yontif of Shuas has got a very strong connection with David HaMelech. The Yontif Shavuos at some stage because connected Yitzchok. Yitzchok Pesach is of Rome, state in Tor, because Matzah Ofod is in Pesach. Sukkos Yankiv Nosos Sukkos, and Yitzchok is Shavuos. So one of the reasons is because the Koil HaShofar, the Ayil, was used. The Ayil She Yitzchok, the Shofar was used by Kabbalah Satira. That's the connection to Yitzchok. But there's something else. Yitzchok. Yitzchok was blind. And in the time when he was blind, at that time, which normally a person would become somewhat depressed or down, he benched Yankov. And you can't bench if you haven't got Simcha. And Yitzchok benched Yankov, he gave him Yayin, Vayishekloi, and he gave him the Bruch of Yitzchok, the Kim et HaLashamayim. Kabbalah Satira state Choshech Onon Varufel. The Moshe Nigash El Arufel as a Shomer Lekim. It's pitch dark. But what's Torah? Kivu Oye Ponecho Nesatzel On Hashem Lekim. There's a light in the pitch dark. And Ma'at Min Oye Doicha Haba Min Choshech. It banishes Klola. It brings Brucha. This is the Oye Ponecho. In Yivrechecho and Bechaz Kehanim, you have Yivrechecho as Avraham. Yoy Hashem Pono Velecho V'chineko Keneged Yitzchok. What's Yitzchok got to do with Yoy Hashem Pono Velecho? Because Yitzchak, in his darkness, saw the light. This is the koyach of the Yontif Hashvius for every one of us. There is a light which shines, this Yontif, which gives us the koyach to the Oyer HaTorah to shine. And one has to appreciate the chashivus of his man. And I'll share with you a story. This is Yotzeit Shavuos of a famous Ger Tzedek who was called the Graf Patotsky. Avrom ben Avrom, who's buried next to the Vilna Gaon. A Moedike Meisa. The book which came out, there's a book about him. But the story I personally heard from the previous Baba Rebbe, Rebbe of Tulsha, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, and it's printed, they printed it recently in the stories that he said. But it's a bekannter Meisa. This Graf Patotsky, he's telling just that it's a Yidia, Shem Zalman Orbach, Nalicha Shleime, brings Shamati Mezikne Yishalayim. The Shem the Gaon. This Graf Patotsky was a Ger Tzedek, who was Moshe Nefesh himself, and he was asked to return to his previous religion, and he was Muchen to be Moshe Nefesh, and he got never burnt. Second day Shavuos in Vilna, Akidosh Hashem. It's Yidua, the Seid V'Shoru Shavoida, was Moshe Nefesh himself to be by this Maimet, because he wanted to say Omein on the Brocha. So he went to hear the bracha. No one was allowed to be there from the Eden, but he was made an effort himself to say the bracha. Shlomo Zalman said, it's printed in Halicha Shlomo, that the Ziknei Shalayim told him, he had Ish Mipiyashim, Shlomo Zalman wasn't the time he said, Mipiyagon, that after this Gevaldige Kiddush Hashem of Graf Patotsky, many of the inyonim of Shin Daladin, Mazikin, which are brought down the Gemaras in Chazal, were bottled. He had such a tremendous koyach, this Kiddush Hashem, he made such a Kiddush Hashem, that many of the inyonim which we find in Chazal are finished. This is the gewaldige koyach he had. But I'll just tell you this inyon, because it gives us an insight of what is a Shabbos in a Yontif. Graf Patotsky was asked, what was this koyach? What made him motivated to become a Yid, and he had this tremendous mysterious nefesh. He said as follows. His father had was a prosta posha tepoya. He was a russische schlechte agonist. And he had a very he was born with an edel and a shomer. He was stood the hasina, like I said. There was once a Yid in his father's town, Stettler, and his father took this Yid once because he hadn't paid his rent. And he hit him. He got his henchman to hit him. And this person, this Yid, suffered tremendous. And he was a little boy. He couldn't do very much about it. He was never very upset. And he saw this Yid walking off in a terrible matzav. He was bleeding. He was wounded. He felt very sorry. What could he do? So he decided, he knew where the medicine cupboard of his father's house is. He decided he's going to get some of the medicine, the creams, and take it to the seed. He couldn't do it by day, he won't see him. He managed to get some of the creams, and in the evening, he went there. It was Friday night, lunchtime. He expected to come there and see a Yid sitting there, never crying over his wounds. What's the gazette? What did he see? He comes there, sees the window, looks in, he sees a Yid standing, and he's singing his mirrors. He was not sure, maybe he got the wrong address. He looked in, he says, no, it's the same fellow. He still had his bruises on his face. He still had his wounds. And his engineers. He was amazed. But he decided he's got to ask. He went in and said, I bought something for you. I feel sorry for you. Thank you very much. Shabbos, you can't put cream on because I wasn't Ruach Nefesh. And this, he saw the Simcha of Shabbos. It made such an impression on him. He said, if this is a nation who can go through all these makas and all these things and still enjoy a Shabbos, Valdi. David HaMelech says, "Ahavti." We could say it tomorrow in Halal. "Ahavti ki ish Hashem eskel tachnini ki hitu ozna li v'yomai ekrav." V'yomai ekrav. These two words. What are the days? V'yomai with my days ekrav. What's this called ekrav? What do I call? What? Which days are mikro kodesh? Yom Tov and Shabbos. Shabbos tchilo le mikro kodesh. And Yom Tov is a mikro kodesh. When a Yid says Halal on Yom Tov, when the Yid says the Tfilis, Shabbos Yomtiv, this is the mirrors of Shabbos, Ubiyomai, with his days, this is on my days, David HaMelech went through Gvoldiga hardship from the day he was born. Ad Yoy Moise, David HaMelech went through Yisurin Eroim, Redifus, he was born, his home threw him out. And then later he adds with Shol, Doyeg, Achitoyfel, Avusholem, Adeniyo. You can't, in Zok through a Nach, you'll never find a person who went through so much difficulty as David HaMelech. And after we can, David Zok, what kept me going? With the Yomai Ekra. Zor of Yirin, Emtsov, Hashem Hashem Ekra. This is the Koyach of Shabbos and Yomtev, Bas Yidin. It's come to Yomtev and Shvius. A Yid has to realize, Afile, Cheshech, Onom, Barofo, Begashmis, Baruchnis, difficult times, whatever it is, everyone goes, has these various things. But there's an oyer, tiva oyer ponecho nisatalon Hashem elokei yukai yishkai. This is our preparation for this heilige yomtev habo aleinu l'teva. So the Eivish to help him should be zeiche to be mekabel the yomtev besimche v'tivleivov, to remember to say bichas ha-teira tomorrow with kavona and krishma bizmano, because that's the inter tachlis. All the minhogim that we keep is there fine, very nice. People buy flowers for yomtev, eat cheesecake for yomtev, it's gavaldi, minhogi, yisrael, it's gavaldi. Oh, but one has to remember the ikka shebeikim. This is ikka. One should remember the chiyuvim. And when you say a bracha, lasu b'di b'sayru v'harev no, just ask the Ben Shem, make the Torah sweet. I want to enjoy the Torah. Because if the Torah is sweet, this little sweet will sweeten our lives the whole year. Zadayv shalchum, she b'zeichet, metabo the Torah, b'simcha v'tiv leivav, she b'bunah b'samikosh, b'mayru v'yameinu, b'seichot, k'ayna b'sirisecho. Amen.